The subtitle of this particular part of the scripture in Revelation chapter 13 is called The Beast Out of the Sea. And it ends in chapter 12. It's the last verse in chapter 12. And it says, Then he stood waiting on the shore of the sea. Hear God's word, Revelation chapter 13, New Living Translation. And now in my vision I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns, with 10 crowns on its horns. And written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had bear's feet and a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave him its own power and throne and great authority. I saw one of the heads of the beast seem wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. All the world marveled at this miracle and followed the beast in awe. They worshiped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they worshiped the beast. Is anyone as great as the beast? They exclaimed. Who's able to fight against him? Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemings against God, and he was given authority to do what he wanted to do for 42 months. And he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and all who lived in heaven, who are in his temple. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to overcome them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe, people, and language and nation. All of the people who belong to this world worship the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life, which belongs to the Lamb, who was killed before the world was made. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. The people who are destined for the prison will be arrested and taken away. Those who are destined for death will be killed. But do not be dismayed, for here is your opportunity to have endurance and faith. The beast out of the earth. Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had 2 horns, like those of a lamb, and he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth to those who belong to this world to worship the first beast, whose death wound had been healed. He did astonishing miracles, such as making fire flash down to earth from heaven, while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to this world. He ordered the people of the world to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on their right hand or on the forehead. No one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed to understand this. Let the one who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. One of the mysteries of the book of Revelation in chapter 13 is how it ends. Let the one who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, his number is 666. Well, the meaning of 666 is a mystery as well. There's been many theologians and different people who have tried to come up with different explanations, but it still remains a mystery. Some speculate there was a connection between June the 6th, 2006, or 060606. However, in Revelation chapter 13, the number identifies a person, not a date. Revelation chapter 13, verse 18 tells them this calls for wisdom, anyone with insight. His number is 666, and somehow the number 666 will identify the Antichrist. For centuries, Bible interpreters have been trying to clarify to different certain individuals. Nothing is conclusive. So that's one of the mysteries that we have. But the Bible is clear, I think, in how the number 666 will identify the Antichrist when the time comes. I don't think there'd be any doubt in anybody's mind who he is. You see, during that future tribulation period, the world will be ruled by a godless man presiding over evil governmental system. The Bible associates this end-time ruler with a terrible beast in Revelation. You can also find this same prophecy in the book of Daniel. Now, we believe that the beast in Revelation is the Antichrist. I say we, those who follow the teachings of Scripture and those who are very conservative in their understanding of the book of Revelation. A lot of them that I have a lot of respect for believe, like I do, that we could possibly be the generation to see the return of the Lord. So when I say we, we're talking about a lot of people that I study with. Now, everything is called God is to be worshipped is that Antichrist. He's setting himself up to be God in God's temple, proclaiming to be God. He's also the lawless one. So when the Lord returns in judgment, he will defeat the beast. That's the most important thing to pick up out of all of this in the book of Revelation. Destroy the empire that he has created. The beast will be cast alive into the lake of fire. So the identity of the individual who becomes the beast of book of Revelation is not yet known, as I said. God will take care of us, and all we got to do is, like it says in there, those who have wisdom and understanding understand who is this beast and be prepared for the coming of the Lord. That's the hope. That's why I call it the blessed hope. The blessed hope that we have in Christ. The book of Revelation is truly God's love letter to us because he gives us a glimpse of things that will take place and protect us from those things that will happen. As you are a child of God and your name is written in the book of life, we don't have nothing to worry about. But we got to do all the things. Jesus said we're in the world, not of the world, but we got to deal with this worldly stuff. He also said in this world you're going to have trials and tribulation, but fear not, I've overcome the world. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.